This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans from the noisy Fort Loramie High School gym on a Tuesday night. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and we've got Shelby County League play for you. The Rushi Raiders on the road against the Fort Loramie Redskins. This game was not on your original schedule. It was set for the second Friday of the regular season back in December, was moved to tonight, a Tuesday, because the Fort Loramie football team advanced so deep into the football playoffs, all the way to the state semifinals, in fact. Thus, we have a Tuesday night game. Thus, these two clubs meet again 1 week from this Friday in the second round of action for Fort Loramie and Rushi. This rivalry over the years, Chuck, healthy, highly competitive. The rivalry continues tonight. We're fortunate to be a part of it each and every season. In fact, I did a count just the other day of the last 28 contests between the two schools. I think scoresbroadcast.com has been on the web live with 22 of those 28. The games are usually well played. They're well contested, no question about that. This game ordinarily has league championship implications. It's got tourney seed implications. Three of the last 7 or 8 years, these two clubs have met in the sectional finals last year. A wildly exciting, chaotic finish in the regional semis when Fort Loramie missed a free throw with under 10 seconds to go, and Rushi had a shot at the buzzer to tie that game in the regional semifinals. Tonight, these two teams are playing for a victory that would just keep them within striking distance of league-leading Anna, which is undefeated.
Well, there is no love lost between these two towns. I know that for a fact. And every time they play, though, it's a clean game. It's a tremendous effort game. You love to watch. You like to be a part of it. Good crowd for a Tuesday night. This is a really nice crowd.
Yep.
They got the pep band. That doesn't happen usually on Tuesday night, so you know it's a big game.
Right.
But both teams have a lot of talent. I'm not sure, let's just be honest, I'm not sure anybody's got a shot at Anna, but you're playing for second, you're playing for seeding, and those are two real important things for both these teams.
One thing the Raiders do know is that they have both games remaining with the Anna Rockets. January 22nd at Anna, then February 19th at Rushi. So the Raiders do have a couple of shots at the Rockets. Those games are in the Raiders' hip pocket. A win tonight, a win on the 22nd by Rushi at Anna, and then the league at the top becomes a free-for-all among Anna, Rushi, and Jackson Center. All the players on the floor tonight will know each other pretty daggone well. In fact, the parents were a part of this rivalry in many cases in years past.
Of course they were. Yeah. They told me some frog story back from the old days that I thought was hilarious, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But one side threw frogs out onto the floor, and that's what really heated up the rivalry between the two towns. But
and that frog story has a lot of legs.
I love a good frog leg. Yeah, tonight, if you take a look at let's take a look at Rushi first. Mason Daypore, 5'11" junior, handles the ball, shoots the ball well, is an offensive threat, plays good defense, got a lot of time last year as a sophomore. Jordan York, a real good shooter, especially from the corner, likes to shoot to three. Daniel Kearns is probably the key tonight. You said that to me before, and I agree with you. If this young man on the inside, left-handed, got a lot of talent, if he can get 15 to 18 points tonight, it's going to be tough for Loramie to win the basketball game.
Oh, yeah. Jackson Center held him to 9 the first weekend of the year, and the Tigers were able to parlay that into a 4-point victory on the road at Rushi. You mentioned Kearns, 23 points. He rolled up against Riverside, 19 against Botkins. He had 18 against Arcanum. He was held to 10 in Rushi's opening weekend victory against St. Henry, which, by the way, was ranked number 1 in the state today.
Right.
In Boys Division 4, the Raiders own a victory over St. Henry. And in that game, Jordan York had 20, Mason Daypore 16. Daniel Kearns had 10. Oh, very good balanced scoring for Rushi in that triumph over St. Henry. That's what the Raiders need tonight, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. If Daniel Kearns gets 15 to 18, Fort Loramie's probably in deep trouble. Fort Loramie Redskins have gotten balanced lately, especially last Friday in the loss to Botkins. Nick Brandewey at 16, Eli Rosengarten 14, Nathan Ratterman 13. You get Mason Kemper to chip in maybe 8 or 9 in the post, and that's the recipe for a Coach Corey Britton victory tonight.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I'll tell you, Nolan Burning, he's a sophomore. This kid will light you up. If you let him set his feet, he doesn't hardly ever miss a three. He's been impressive for them. Ratterman, left-handed, gets out there, shoots the ball well. Has at 6'4", can normally look over the defense to get his shots that he wants. Rosengarten, I think, is one of the keys. I mean, this kid is just getting better and better. As a sophomore and a junior, he was more of a three-point shooter. He has become a basketball player this year. He's a scorer on besides just being, he can still shoot the three, but he gets to the rim better than he did. And Nick Brandewey, he always shows up on the defensive end. They need him to show up on the offensive end tonight also.
Dave Borchers, first-year head coach, Rushi. 7-2 on the year, 7 wins in 9 games, 3-1 in the Shelby County League as Rushi. Fort Loramie 3-4 overall. Corey Britton's team 1-3 in league play. 2 home court losses in the league for Fort Loramie. Did play Anna very, very tough for 28 minutes. Led, in fact, until a couple minutes to go. Fell behind extremely late in that game and lost by 8. But Fort Loramie has given a real good account of itself here lately, and it's a team which is only going to be fast improving over the course of this month, January, and I think will make a mark on that Pickwa Division IV sectional tournament.
I think so, too. I was talking to some Loramie people that are in the know before. They're not really necessarily thinking that Carter Mesher is going to come back for basketball.
Right.
He's a baseball player. He doesn't want to take a chance on missing the baseball season. So he would have to be at some point cleared at 100% before I think we're ever going to see him on the basketball court. But Loramie against Botkins, who shot lights out the two times we've seen him play, got way behind. They were down 18 points in the second quarter. Came all the way back and actually took the lead, and it took a half-court shot for them to lose the game Friday night.
And like last Friday, like many games we've covered here on Scores broadcast this year, including Saturday's Anna Marion local game, we anticipate this game tonight to be very close. 8 of the last 20 Fort Loramie Rushi games, 4 points or less. 12 of the last 23, 7 points or less. In fact, over the last 28 games, Fort Loramie against Rushi is averaging just under 51 points a game. Rushi against Fort Loramie in that stretch is averaging just over 49 points a game.
Right.
Less than a field goal between the two. That's how incredibly nip and tuck it's been.
Well, I will be surprised if anybody runs away with this one tonight.
Right.
Both teams are pretty balanced. Both teams are well coached, and what you're going to see effort. You always see effort out of these two teams, but you're going to see just something a little bit extra tonight because it's Rushi and Loramie.
Oh, yeah. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. We've got the starters and the opening tip in a moment. Fort Loramie, home to Rushi on Scores Broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at
937-492-1857.
Well, tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we're also brought to you by these Rushi sponsors. We salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Drop in and talk to Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn. Let her know you heard about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. In Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Plus Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced momentarily. Nick Brandewey, Jake Ratterman, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, and Mason Kemper in your opening five. Nick, a 6'2 junior. Jake, a 6'1 senior. Eli, a 6'1 senior. Nathan Ratterman, a 6'4 senior. And Mason Kemper, a 6'4" senior. Head coach is Corey Britton. For the Rushi Raiders, guided by first-year mentor Dave Borchers, Mason Daypore at guard, 5'11 junior. Also out front, Evan Monier, 5'10 senior. Carter Francis gets a starting nod. He's been coming off the bench, playing extremely well. He's a 6'2 senior. Jordan York at a power forward, 6'3 senior. Daniel Kearns in the post position, 6'5 senior. He's a tough customer. He's a clever left-hander. Fort Loramie will have to defend him pretty well in this game. And somehow, someway, Chuck, Fort Loramie's got to deny that entry to Daniel that allows him good shooting position.
Well, and the thing is, if you surround him, you've got Daypore who can shoot the three. You got Sherman that can shoot the three. You got Monier that can shoot the three. You got Francis that can shoot the three. So it's not just a one-man team, that's for sure.
Nope. Rushi Raiders have won the last five Shelby County League Championships. Last year, a three-way share. Rushi, Fort Loramie, and Anna. But nonetheless, Rushi still in contention to make it six in a row this season here in 18-19. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Rushi Raiders, who have the ball out of the high post. It goes to Jordan York. He makes a quick bounce pass down low for Daniel Kearns, and it rolls right past him out of bounds. Rushi in the road blue gold numerals outlined on the shorts with gold piping. Fort Loramie white from top to bottom, red numbers, red and black trim. Here is Fort Loramie entering down low on the right. Here's a strong post-up move by Nathan Ratterman. Got the entry from Brandewey and spotted up and pumped in the seven-footer. Back in a hurry comes Rushi. It's Jordan York powering down the floor. Flexes his muscle into the lane. Missed the bank shot. Rushi got the rebound. It's Daypor on the arc. He scurries right down the free throw lane to the rim, left the driving layup short, and Fort Laramie got the carom. And in the half court, the Redskins are fouled.
Well, it's want to see how Fort Laramie comes back from that real tough loss to Botkins last weekend.
A sloppy entry pass by Rushi, then a hurried up drive to the basket by Mason Daypor. Fine post-up play by Fort Laramie to generate 2 points. Redskins lead it 2-0. Baseline left. Here's a jump shot by Rosengarten. Tipped away out of bounds. Blocked by Daniel Kearns. We've played a minute. 2-0 Redskins. Last year, a 48-45 regional semifinal game between the two. One by Fort Laramie. Ball inbounded to Radiman in the lane. He finds Brandoe open in the left corner, and he swishes a triple. Good start for Fort Laramie, up 5-0. Daypor in backcourt against Rosengarten. He glides ahead, top of the circle, foul line, all the way down the lane, shovel shot, deflected off to the right. Fort Laramie's got it. Quickly, four-court left. Available is Jake Radiman. The long left-handed triple splashes off the back of the rim. Rebound to Rushi. Quickly down the floor, it's Monier. And Monier beats a couple Redskins to the rim, but coughed up the ball. It goes out of bounds to Fort Laramie.
Good no call that time. A lot of officials would have made a call there because he fell, but there was no contact.
I think these three experienced officials, Chuck, will let them play. Fort Laramie Redskins with the ball 25 feet away. Rosengarten out of Brandoe high left. Brandoe checked on the arc by Evan Monier. It goes into the lane area to Kemper. He spins against Jordan York, can't shoot. Fort Laramie resets the attack. We played 2 minutes. Rushi yet to score. Fort Laramie on top 5-0. Here's Brandoe hustling down the lane, arches up a runner, hit the backboard rim, rolled around and came out. Scrap for the rebound in the lane, knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Fort Laramie possession once more. Playmaker Brandoe. Kemper and Rosengarten crisscross in the lane. The ball goes to Eli low on the left. I think he's got a toe on the boundary.
Yep, that's what they called.
5-0 in favor of Fort Laramie.
They've got Kearns on Rosengarten, and that boy, does he have a height advantage there.
Redskins token pressure. It bothers Rushi, which coughs up the ball. Four-court left. It got away from Carter Francis. Fort Laramie shook it loose. Touch last by a blue shirt. Fort Laramie forces another turnover by the Raiders in the early going. 5-0 our score. Fort Laramie on top. A weave out on the head of the circle between Jake Radiman and a teammate. Knocked away by Rushi. Cherry picking other direction. Layup, Mason Daypor. 5-2, Redskins up 3. 5.5 left first quarter. Brandoe, forecourt to our left. Gives it to Jake Radiman. Now Nathan. Ball revolved around the head of the key to Rosengarten. Ball high overhead. Eli puts it on the deck. Oh, makes a late bounce pass feed down inside to Kemper. He's too far beneath the rim. Can't get a good look. It's taken away by Rushi.
He had the shot on the other side of the basket. I'm not sure why he tried to reverse it.
Yep, he passed it up and made it more challenging. Mason Daypor on the arc. Baseline left to York. Guarding him, Brandoe. York powers into the lane. Muscles up a 8-foot bank shot. It rattles, comes off. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Long throw down the floor, deflected by York.
Wow.
York collects it, flips it up ahead to Carter Francis. 3-on-2 break, Rushi. The trailer is York. Spiked away from him, but Fort Laramie goes out of bounds. A lot of action, but only 7 points so far.
What a hustle play by York that was. He saved it and then saved it again because no one else got it.
Defense, name of the game here at the outset. Here's Evan Monier, left side of the floor for Rushi. Darts into the lane. Goes opposite to York. Shot fake from 20. Then he pulls up from 15 and drills it. Jordan York for Rushi makes it a 5-4 game. Fort Laramie up a point. Rosengarten on the arc for the Redskins. Cross court to Kemper. Right side pass goes to Jake Radiman. Straight away, Brandon. We start to drive on Monier. Handoff on the play to Rosengarten. He takes Kearns into the lane. Running one-hander. It hit the front rim. It crawled over it and in. Cherry picking other way. Rushi. Long pass snared on the dead run. Carter Francis for a deuce. 7-6, Redskins up one. It's Carter Francis, matched Rosengarten. 3:48 left, opening quarter. Here's Brandewee barreling down the floor for Fort Loramie. Right corner, baseline, below the backboard. Sliding over Rushi late, and it's a defensive foul.
Yeah, they're going to call it on York. I think it was a good call.
7-6, our score. Fort Loramie by one over Rushi. Nate Myers checked in for the Redskins, as has another player. Fort Loramie inbounds. He goes foul line to Nate. So you got Nate Ratterman, Nate Meyer on the floor. Free throw jump shot, Grant Albers. Nobody checked him, and he pumped it in. 16-footer Albers, 9-6 Fort Loramie. 3:30 left, opening quarter. Mason Dayport down the floor. Left side pass, Evan Monier. He's doubled. Goes to Kearns, baseline left. Skips it cross court to Mason for a triple. You can count it. Mason Dayport lights it up. That's what that cross court pass will do for you. 9-9 tie.
We've been saying 3-point basket by Dayport for a long time at Rushi.
Yep, sure have. Jack, the previous 4 years to this one. 3 minutes left, opening stanza. Tied up at nines. Here's Brandewee, almost walked. Gave it up behind him to Grant Albers. That of the cutter, Rosengarten in the lane. Fadeaway, 16-footer. Good! Eli Rosengarten on the mark.
Over top of 6'5 Kearns.
Well done by Eli. 11-9 Fort Loramie. 2:44 left, opening quarter. York sets a screen for Mason Dayport. Now the weave is on to Monier. To Mason, picked up by Rosengarten. In the lane, York. York squares up, shoots a 10-footer. Good. Hit the front rim and sneaked over the iron and down through the ropes. 11-11. 2:25 left to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie and Rushi dead even. Here's Rosengarten. Here's Grant Albers. High dribble, left corner. Gave it to Nate Meyer. Mason Dayport on him. Out back to Rosengarten. Right side, Brandewee. Pick and roll with Nate Ratterman. No pass there. Now Albers straight away. Deep left corner, triple by Rosengarten. He buries it. A long one. 14-11, Redskins by three. Each team shooting well.
Good ball movement that time.
Excellent by both clubs. They are swiveling the basketball around the floor with good efficiency. Here's Kearns, 30 feet away for Rushi, which is down three. 1:38 to go, first quarter. On a weave, out back. It's fed to Carter Francis. Down low, left side, Daniel Kearns got a fingertip on it, couldn't control. Fort Loramie steals. Long pass hurled out of bounds at the other end by the Redskins.
Well, we got Moore in the game now, so he could probably throw that pass.
Yep, Colin Moore, who had a good JV game for Fort Loramie, which won the preliminary tilt, on the floor now for the Redskins, the football QB. 1:20 to go, opening quarter, 14-11, Fort Loramie over Rushi. Here's Will Sherman in there now, 6'2 senior for Rushi. Bounce pass right side to Adam Dayport, 5'9 junior guard. They rotate it, dish it down inside. Will Sherman, point blank range. Oh, he couldn't get it to go. Backboard rim, it trickled off. Rebound Fort Loramie, quickly down the floor, Redskins. Running bank shot, a little too much oomph on it by Fort Loramie's Albers, and the Redskins have got it with 50 ticks left on the clock here in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie up 14-11. Kearns sets a high screen for Mason Dayport. Look at him go to work, drives, overshot it with the left hand. Rebound was attempted by Rushi, could not be cradled by Sherman. He goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins up three, 39.4 to go here in the first. These two teams play again at Rushi 1 week from Friday. Brandewee midcourt, fires a pass left wing. Collected there by Nate Meyer. Nate pulls up, tries an 8-footer. It hit the back brace, kicked off. Rushi snatched the rebound. 20 seconds to go, opening period. 14-11 Redskins. And Rushi will play for one. Here's Mason Dayport on the bounce. Colin Moore on him in midcourt. Bounce pass, right flank. It goes on the play to Sherman. He looked for a cutter inside and shuffled the feet. He turned it over with 8.5 to go, opening period. Redskins 14, Raiders 11. Fort Loramie will try to score the last hoop at the end of the period. Nathan Ratterman, Nick Brandewee, top of the circle with four to play. Hooks a pass into the left corner, intended for a teammate, Albers, and it soared over his head. Rushi now has got 3.4 left.
The cheerleader that had hit down there, though, was wide open.
Yeah, she sure was. Here is Kearns rifling a pass, length of the court, no one home, not touched, and Fort Loramie gets a reprieve. Redskins have it back again at the home team's end of the floor.
Yeah, but if it doesn't touch anybody, it goes back to where you inbounded the ball.
Still 3.4 left. That Redskins will indeed, after all, likely get the last shot. Baseline left, Jake Ratterman throws in deep right corner, caught by Ratterman. Fadeaway, three-point land, bullseye, he's got it. Eli Rosengarten coming on strong here in the first quarter for the Redskins, who lead at 17-11 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
In addition, from Fort Loramie, we're so proud to have on the web online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, as well as Brookins, no good eating place like it, and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Daniel Kearns, foul line for Rushi. As we start the second quarter, he weaves to York. York veers off to the right. Raiders down six, opening second quarter. Here's Mason Daypour. Has Daniel Kearns scored yet, Chuck?
Daniel has not.
Rushi's got Will Sherman in the game. He's got the ball back to the basket, left corner. Goes opposite, deep right corner. York chucks up a three. It skips off the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Gather Benolan Burning. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi, two on two. Mason Daypour cuts to the lane, all the way to the basket, banks it strong. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins countering. Up the floor in a hurry. Jake Ratterman to Rosengarten. 30 feet away, Nolan Burning. 1 minute gone, second quarter, 17-11. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. And the Redskins in trouble. A player slid to the floor with the ball. It was Burning in front of the official opposite side of the court. Redskins conserve the possession with a timeout. Leading by six over Rushi. A minute gone in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And shout-outs in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, and to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include eight expanding divisions, Wells Brothers, Inc., Shuey Drive in Anna. And a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue, and Maury's Landing Restaurant. Across from Lake Loramie in Minster, Maury's Landing, outstanding food. You'll love the breakfast, open at 6 a.m. And catch the catch of the day at night. The baked haddock dinner is great. Thanks so much to Jerry Warman and family at Regal Trophy and Awards. Well, Fort Loramie turned it over down to her left. Rushi got the ball back, missed a 15-foot jumper.
Then the ball was thrown into the lane to Monier, and Monier banked in a fadeaway shot. First field goal of this game in the second quarter. It was 17-11 after 8 minutes at 17-13. Redskins in the lead by four. Here's Kemper down the floor for Fort Laramie. Tries to make a pass into the right corner to Jake Ratterman. It's busted up by Jordan York. He steals. Quickly down the floor, Rushi, baseline right. Here's a runner by Adam Daypour. It's circled around the rim. Rebound punched out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Biggest lead of this game, six, by Fort Laramie at the end of one. Ball lobbed in by Kearns to York in the paint area. Back to the basket. Turns, arches up a shot over Brandewee. It lipped the rim, did everything but go in. Rebound Nolan Burning of Fort Laramie out to Rosengarten.
Burning has come in here and got about four rebounds already.
He's been scrappy. Here's Rosengarten between the circles. Outside the arc to Nathan Ratterman. He jacks up a three. Line drive shot, and he zeroes in. Nicely done by Ratterman. Good form. He pots in a triple, and Fort Laramie's got its biggest cushion, 7-20-13. Here's a long cross-court pass by Rushi, almost stolen by Rosengarten. Gotten back in the play by Evan Monier. Monier scurries into the lane, running one-hander, around and out, no good. Rebound jabbed out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Well, I don't recall Daniel Kearns getting a good look on a shot.
No, he's had one shot in the whole game.
Wow. Fort Laramie's done a splendid job on him, and that is one key to success in defending Rushi, slowing down Daniel Kearns. Here's Rushi inbounding deep right corner, York, right back to Kearns. He starts to work. Look at that twirling move. Left-handed bank shot. Yes. Speaking of Daniel Kearns, he pours in a beauty. 20-15, the lead 5 for Fort Laramie. Biggest lead had been at 20-13. Seconds ago. Here's Randall, deep left corner. Goes opposite to a teammate who crashes into the lane. It's Rosengarten. He overshoots. Well defended. Rushi got the easy rebound. Chance for the Raiders to cut it to 3 or 2. On the arc, it's Evan Monier. Gives it up on the play to Mason Daypour. Daypour being checked by, is that Caleb Meyer in now for Fort Laramie?
Caleb Meyer, yep.
And there's a bad pass by Rushi beneath the backboard. It goes into the hands of the Redskins cheerleaders.
14 turnovers now combined. 8 for Laramie, 6 for Rushi.
Caleb Meyer, 6-foot sophomore, who knocked down 29 points in a JV game against Anna late in December. He's on the court now. Brandewee up over the timeline for Fort Laramie. Low scoring second quarter so far. Only 3 buckets. 4:12 to go in the period. Fort Laramie rotates the ball on top. It's Brandewee at the elbow on the left. Cross court weak side. Rosengarten lobbing to Ratterman. Outside the arc to Brandewee again. Brandewee's doubled momentarily. Looks for assistance. Finds Caleb Meyer, who tries a line drive 3 ball. It grazed the rim. Weak side rebound by Fort Laramie over guarding against Rushi. Low foul total so
that's
far.
It's only the third on Rushi, 0 on Fort Laramie.
That's amazing.
Thanks for a nice quick Tuesday night game, though.
It could, yep. 3:52 to go, second quarter, inbounding, baseline right, Brandewee. Zips a pass to Rosengarten, 25 feet away, now Caleb Meyer. To Brandewee in the corner, fakes left, goes right. Oh, look at that herky-jerky
wow.
move. Reverse layup, a dandy. Brandewee. Woo! That was clever. The lead for Fort Laramie, 7 again, 22-15. 3:30 remaining till halftime. On the arc, Monier for Rushi. Dribbles into the right corner. Goes to Kearns, 25 feet away. Back to Monier. Long 3 ball. Good! Monier from way outside. 22-18. Fort Laramie's lead cut to 4. Caleb Meyer deep in the right corner for Fort Laramie. He's got a toe on the line. 3:14 left till halftime. Substitution, Fort Laramie. Nate Meyer back in and Caleb Meyer out. And here at the half, we'll be highlighting cheerleaders, one of which is a Meyer for Rushi.
3 minutes to go, second quarter. Mason Dapour straight away to Francis outside the arc on the right to Monier for Rushi. Skips it left side to Carter Francis. Bullseye on a triple. Here come the Raiders. 22-21. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to a point. As Carter Francis squared up and he banged in a three ball. Here's a loose ball top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Backed away by Rushi. It's at the Raiders bench. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Carter Francis could not reel it in. Well, these two teams have got a nice mix of three-point shooters. Each club can light it up at any time. Fort Loramie inbounds. Ratterman swivels, and he picked up the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. 22-21. Rushi down a point to Fort Loramie. Two straight threes by the Raiders have trimmed a seven-point Fort Loramie lead to one. Here's Dapour open. He knifes through the defense of Fort Loramie and lays it up and in. What a play. Nicely done by Mason Dapour. Eight straight for the Raiders, who've gone from 22 to 15 down to 23-22 in the lead. Jake Ratterman, left side, Brandowee for Fort Loramie. Skips it cross court. Shot fake in the corner, but ain't Meyer to Rosengarten. Kearns all over him. That's a good matchup. Here's Brandowee into the top of the circle. Steps back, shoots the three. It swirls around and comes out. Rebound Nate Ratterman in the lane. Bounce pass to a Raider, a teammate, Rosengarten. And Fort Loramie resets with a minute 48 to go in the first half. And Rushi, after pumping in eight straight, leading by one. Cross-court pass, Brandowee available. Got it from three-point land. 25-23, Fort Loramie.
Big shot right there.
Yeah, that stemmed the tide. Rushi had knocked down eight consecutive points. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie at the top of the circle. Dapour had it swiped. Then Rushi jumps in to tie it back up.
Clemson stemmed the tide last night, too.
Oh, sure did. Yeah.
That's a nice word for what they did to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, They took the tide to the washing machine. Yeah, they cleaned up on the tide.
Can't stand either one of them, but I'd still rather see Clemson win.
Minute 18 to go, first half. 25-23 lead, Fort Loramie over Rushi. 30 feet away with the ball, Nate Meyer to Rosengarten. 108 to go to Brandowee. Brandowee starts to drive, top of the circle, foul line.
Wow.
Jump shot blocked from behind. Heady play by Kearns of Rushi. Kearns at 6'5", skied and tipped it free. Dapour tracked it down for Rushi. 50 seconds left, second quarter. Dapour 30 feet away, tries to get it to a teammate on a pick and roll, and Dapour's bumped. He got squeezed by two white shirts. Common foul.
That's only the first team foul.
Chuck, that is unbelievable.
In a game that's playing this good of defense on both ends.
Yeah. Four team fouls total, three on Rushi. That was number one in Fort Loramie. 48 seconds to go, first half. 25-23, Redskins lead. Here's Dapour, top of the circle. As I mentioned in the pregame, this series over the last 28 games is decided by 2 points. Where are we now? 25-23, 2 points. Half minute to go, second quarter. Dapour calmly bouncing. Fort Loramie allows him to do so. Nate Meyer is defending, but a good 10, 12 feet away. Now here comes Brandowee out on Mason Dapour. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go. Let's see if Jordan York or Daniel Kearns bust to the top of the circle. Dapour might drive. He stops his dribble with 9 to go. Whips a pass to Kearns in the left corner. He's not looking for it. He bobbles. Fort Loramie steals. Here come the Redskins with 3 to go. Rosengarten fires a long triple. He overshoots it. No good. Fort Loramie's done a job on Daniel Kearns. Rushi, though, thanks to some late second quarter three-point shooting, is within two. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was 7 at 22-15. It's a two-point game at the break. Fort Loramie 25, Rushi 23. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report when we come back on Scores Broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is halftime at Fort Loramie, Redskins 25, Raiders 23. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before the winter weather gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Beat that winter weather before it beats you. Free pickup and delivery as well. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which require medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building outstanding customer relationships. Located in Fort Loramie on Dawson Road, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 937-295-3243, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins up 2 over the Raiders, Chuck.
Well, each team has 11 rebounds. Rushi has a 1-rebound advantage offensively, 4-3. Fort Loramie turned the ball over 10 times. The Raiders turned it over 8. Not a free throw shot in the first half. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Mason Daypore with 7. They got 5 from Evan Monier, 5 from Carter Francis, 4 from Jordan York, and 2 from Daniel Kearns. They scored 11 and 12, 23 at the half. Fort Loramie, led by Eli Rosengarten, who had 10 in the first quarter, ended up with 10 for the half. Nick Brandewey had a nice first half. He scored 8. They got 5 from Nathan Ratterman and 2 from Grant Albers. So their 3 scorers are scoring. They need to get a little help someplace besides those 3 young men in the second half.
3-point shooting, Chuck, has been marvelous so far.
Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Loramie and 1, 2, 3 for Rushi. So eight threes in the first half. If you're Botkins, that's not very good because you get 16 or 18 in a game. But in this game tonight, it's pretty good.
Well, this game is going to go right down to the wire. It usually does.
Yeah, absolutely.
8 of the last 24 points or less, and more than likely no difference here tonight. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 25-23 lead for Fort Loramie over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our Student Athlete Spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, as always, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We simply could not have gotten started way back in 2006-2007 without the founding support of LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and leadership here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since our start. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here on scoresbroadcast.com at the half, thanks to LaCal Equipment, we highlight a couple cheerleaders for Fort Loramie, Allie Barlagi, Jr., 3.6 GPA. She is the daughter of Brian and Tracy. Tracy, a Fort Loramie grad. Father, a Versailles grad. Allie is active in youth ministry, plays the trombone in the band, history club, volunteers for the food pantry. She will study at Wright State or Indiana Wesleyan and pursue nursing. And she's got a sister, Carly, who is a 2017 grad of Fort Loramie. Claire Meyer, senior cheerleader at Rushi, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Mike and Carla. She participates in cross-country, distance and relays on the track team, National Honor Society, 4-H, plays the flute in the band, and is active with the St. Remy leadership team. She'll study speech and hearing science at Ohio State or Bowling Green. Allie Barlagi of Fort Loramie, Claire Meyer of Rushi, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
I know many of you have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, you better find out right away. Great food at Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookinspub.com. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager at Brookins after 12 superb years, turned in by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. Carl puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. He's tweaked that late-night menu, by the way. Brookins open till 2:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Don't forget the pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins in Fort Loramie. 2 8-ounce marinated chops. They are delicious. They go fast. You better get there early on Saturday evening. Plus, Brookins is well known for roasted chicken dinners, specialty sandwiches, and outstanding pizza, too. Your food is always cooked fresh. That's Brookins. No place like it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookinspub.com. Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. We start the third quarter. Rushi with the basketball down two. Mason Daypour tries to light it up. He pulls into the lane, fades away, 10-footer short, no good. And Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Redskins scored the last goal of the second quarter. Fort Loramie's biggest leads were seven twice. Here's Brandoe exploding down the lane. Drive, shoots, no good. Rebound Kemper blocked away by Rushi. Fort Loramie collects the loose ball. Here's Jake Ratterman out of Brandoe, far right wing. Guarded by Monier, 30 feet out. Cross-court pass to Rosengarten. Rosengarten tries to deliver, goes baseline left. Fadeaway jump shot from 15 short. Rebound volleyballed around. Guess what? Fort Loramie gets it again. Brandoe at the elbow, passes up a shot. Pitches left corner, Rosengarten. Short on the three. The ball skipped the rim, went into the corner, and Fort Loramie couldn't trace it down. Rushi possession. Still a 25-23 lead for the Redskins.
Well, they had a lot of good looks that time. Nothing dropped.
Yeah, sure did. Three of them, in fact. Rushi's got the ball deep right corner. Here's Mason Daypour handing off to Monier. And Monier dances along the side of the lane. He draws a crowd, attracts a two-shot foul. And we've got free throws here for Evan Monier of Rushi. Foul shots have been few and far between.
This will be the first two of the game for either team.
Monier aims. Good. 25-24. Fort Loramie's lead cut to one. Second foul shot, Evan Monier, Rushi Raiders. Three dribbles. He dips the knees. It's on the way. Yes. We are even at 25. Nothing decided. 6:45 left here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's lost three in the Shelby County League. Rushi won. Rushi set back at home to Jackson Center. Redskins attacking. Brandoe on the arc. He's got an avenue down the lane. Running one-hander, hit the back rim. Rebound on the inside. Fed by Nathan Ratterman to Rosengarten. Back to Nathan. In and out on the short jumper. Tough break. Rebound Rushi. Here's Daypour racing down the floor. Looked like he might have been tripped. Good no call. The ball was pried loose by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Well, I tell you what, Mason Kemper is rebounding machine in there. He's just having trouble getting the ball back up on the rim.
Yeah, Redskins have missed several excellent looks here in the third quarter. Game tied. Rushi a chance to take the lead. Ball inbounded deep left corner. Intended on the play for Evan Monier. Monier leaped in the air to spirit over the out-of-bounds line. Had a toe on the line as he was being contacted by a Redskin player. And guess what call prevailed?
He stepped out of bounds.
Yep, turnover.
I'll tell you what, the young furor is holding his own with the two veteran referees out there. I'm impressed with the young man.
Yep, the veteran four, the younger four, and Frank Vitt. Three superb officials on hand for this game tonight. Tied at 25. 5:50 left to go, third quarter. Here's Fort Loramie passing the ball around the top of the circle. Brandoe dribbles between the legs against Will Sherman. Goes opposite to Nate Ratterman. He's got an outstanding look. He jacked up a three. It hit the rim. It caromed off the clock above the backboard. Foul beneath the backboard. Fort Loramie on a push.
Caught it on Grant Albers. That's his second.
Yep, methodically, Rushi comes down the floor. We played 2.5 minutes here in the third quarter, two free throws. That's all we've got to show for it. Ball thrown by Kearns, deep left corner. It goes on the play to Carter Francis. A little bit of a stagger and the pivot foot moved.
It's a little sloppy start to the third quarter, that's for sure.
Yep. Tell you what, Chuck. Boy, a 6 or 8 point lead now in the second half for one team or the other will be significant. Here's Brandon Wee, head of the key. It goes on the play to Nate Ratterman. Rushi overguarded, nearly stole it away. And then Fort Loramie threw it away in the left corner. Yeah, Chuck, you can put an exclamation point after that word sloppy.
Yep, that was two turnovers. It turned into just one.
And head coach Dave Borchers of Rushi's seen enough. He calls a timeout. Not a field goal scored in almost 3 minutes here in the second half. We're tied at 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com. Good crowd. Tuesday night game here at Fort Loramie. Game was scheduled the second Friday. The regular season was moved because of Fort Loramie's deep run all the way to the football state semis. Thus, these two clubs play twice in 10 days. They'll hook up again 1 week from Friday. Here's Rushi with a possession, a chance to take the lead. Oh, what a spin move. Head fake by Daniel Kearns, low in the left, and he banked it down. That was smooth. And Rushi's got a two-point edge, 27-25. Ball thrown back to the basket in the lane area of Randowee. He goes opposite to a cutter. Kemper catches and scores on a reverse layup.
Good look and good cut by Kemper.
That was super teamwork by Fort Loramie. Here is a counter by Rushi. Carter Francis tries to launch a three. It hit the heel and kicked way out on the floor to Rosengarten to Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Brandowee. 27-27 tie. Half the third quarter gone. Brandowee rotates back out on top. Only 6 points tallied here in the third. Foul line extended right. It's Kemper. Kemper dribbles back to the basket. Now goes to Albers. Head fake. Pulls up in the lane. Hits a cutter baseline left. It's Rosengarten. Clawed away by Rushi. It goes out of bounds.
Well, Loramie had 17 at the end of the first quarter. They've scored 10 points in the second quarter and half of the third quarter.
A check over the last several minutes of this game, especially second half. The defenses have adjusted. Shots aren't falling as easily for both teams. And rim's gotten tighter. And the better defensive club down the stretch will win this game. Here's Albers taking a big long step into the lane. Doesn't shoot. Flips it on the arc to Brandowee. Behind him, 30 feet away to a teammate, Nolan Burning. Points hard to come by. Defense is clamping down. Here's a screen set by Nate Radiman. Long cross-court pass. Brandowee to a teammate. Rosengarten fades. Shoots the three. It caught the rim. Rushi's got the board. Here's Jordan York. Look at him go to work down the floor. Brandowee's moving. And it's a defensive foul, I think, in the act of shooting. Yep.
He's going to shoot two.
Couple for Jordan York. Am I right? Redskins have not shot a free throw yet?
They have not shot one yet.
Jordan York, a chance to put Rushi on top by 2 points. He flexes the knees and hits. 28-27, Rushi by one. Second shot here for Jordan York. Dribbles once, twice, three times. Crouches down a bit. Ball high overhead. It hits the front rim. Backboard comes to the front and out. And Nathan Raderman spears the rebound for Fort Loramie. 1 point lead, Rushi to Burning. Into the post. Back to the basket. Raderman spinning on York. Goes up strong. York tries to get a hand on the ball. Got the wrist of Raderman, who's awarded two. Chuck, that is a post-up play. Fort Loramie's going to go to more and more as this season progresses. Nate Raderman's difficult to defend down inside 7 or 8 feet.
Well, he's a big, strong kid. He just has to not put the ball on the floor in traffic like that.
That's a good point.
He's got to move. He's got to make the move with his feet.
Yep, he lipped the rim on the free throw. Second one coming. Still a one-point lead, Rushi. Rosengarten gets a breather. Sophomore Caleb Meyer back in for Fort Loramie. Second shot, Raderman on the way. Good. 28-28 tie. 3:09 to go in the third quarter. And we've got three white shirts, three blue shirts in backcourt. Pressure from Fort Loramie. How many points for Daniel Kearns now for the Raiders?
Daniel now has four.
He's got four, well under his average of nearly 14. Here's Kearns in backcourt. Momentary collision with Albers. No harm, no foul. Deals the ball off to teammate Mason Daypour, who goes between the legs on the dribble, 25 feet away. Right side pass to Evan Monier. Monier looks down inside. Goes right flank to Will Sherman. Cross court to York. Whips it inside for Kearns. Busted up before Lormie goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Brandon, we got a foot on it.
2:44 to go, third quarter. Game tied at 28. Inbounding, baseline left. It is Kearns for Rushi. Looks in the lane, no one home. Goes to Jordan York, top of the key. Left side pass, Monier. He's at the elbow now. Out back to Daypour, 25 feet away. Whistle blows down inside. We've got a grab against Fort Loramie. Goes on Caleb Meyer. 2:35 left, third quarter. Tensions being felt. This game being played close to the vest at this point in time. Ball inbounded below the rim to Jordan York. And he's got position, uses his body strength against Nate Meyer, flexed his muscle, and powered in a 7-foot bank shot to give Rushi a 2-point lead, 30-28. Dribbling, Caleb Meyer, left corner. Gives it up, gets it back. Into the lane area, a short 8-footer by Nolan Burning is passed up. He goes opposite right corner to Nate Meyer. He rimmed a triple, tough break. Rebound is punched, out of bounds. Off of Rushi.
He corrected it. He just pointed the wrong way.
If the officials look at each other and get it right.
But you look at the lineup that Lormie's got on the floor right now. Well, they just corrected it. And you wonder where the scoring's going to come from. And now Rosengarten's back in the game.
If the officials reconfer and do make the proper call.
I think that is the right call.
Yep, it's Raiders possession, not Fort Loramie. 2:05 to go, third quarter. Raiders up by 2, 30-28. This is Rushi's biggest lead of the game. And Mason Daypour goes ripping down the left side of the floor right in front of the scores table. Fort Loramie guilty of overguarding. And the Redskins now have committed five. And a little precarious, Rushi will be in the 1-1 in two more. Here is Daypour to midcourt. Ball batted. Good steal by Nate Meyer to Rosengarten against Daypour. Off Rosengarten's knee. It goes out of bounds. Good defense by Mason.
I'll tell you what. The kid can score, but he is a good defender. And he's got springs for legs. At 5'11", he gets in there with the big kids, and he's up there with them.
Oh, yeah. Mason Daypour is a fine two-way player for the Rushi Raiders. 1:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Daypour back to the basket, back to the basket. Fadeaway 14-footer is no good. He walked anyway. 30-28, Rushi by two. You're so right, Chuck. Raiders have put the big D on Fort Loramie since the first quarter when the Redskins knocked down 17 points.
They've scored 11 points since then.
Rushi up a bucket. 1.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Nerves being expressed. This game's going to go to the wire, and the winning team's not going to get 50. Here's Rosengarten exploding down the lane to the rim, and York blocked it, took it away, out to Daypour. Bounce pass low on the left to the driving teammate. What a break. Sherman scores. Woo! That was a beautiful 3-on-2 by Rushi. 32-28 Raiders. It came after the block by York. Here's a poke away from behind by the Raiders. Long lead out way down the floor to York. Broken up by Fort Loramie. And it goes out of bounds. Yep, Rushi's two-point lead is now 4. 32-28. 1 minute left, third quarter. Raiders trying to put a little separation between them and the Redskins. Final 55 seconds of the third. Here's York, top of the circle, foul line, back of the basket. Weaves to Monier. Now York, 30 feet away. Lobs it in the corner. Opposite to Monier. Short corner, Daypour. Beneath the rim. Got hemmed in, then threw it away.
Well, we talked before the game. If Loramie loses this, they're pretty much out of the race. If Rushi wins this, they're right there. They're still only one game back.
Yep.
And they've got two games with Anna left.
Yep. Exactly. Midcourt, Brandon Wee for Fort Loramie. 30 feet away on the right. Gets a screen. Good hedge by Kearns. Ball rotated left side to Caleb Meyer now for Fort Loramie, which needs a bucket in the worst way. 30 feet out, Nolan Burning tries to carve out space in the lane, can't. Left side pass to Brandeweaver for Fort Loramie. 18 seconds left in the third. Ratterman's got it. Top of the circle, foul line. Handoff low on the left to a teammate. Up goes Ratterman. And it's blocked, taken away by Rushi. Great defense by the Raiders. Here's a midcourt steal by Fort Loramie. Brandeweaver down all the way to the rim. Overshot it. Rebound Redskins. Fort Loramie out of bounds. Grant Albers stepped in that had not replanted on the court of play. 3.2 left in the third.
I thought Brandeweaver got hammered on his shot down there, but no call.
Thought he did too. Up the floor, it goes to Monier at midcourt. Good defense by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie, and he caused a travel. Now the Redskins get a shot with 2.1 to go, third period.
This would be big for the Redskins because they've got a three-point quarter going right now.
Rushi's defense, the second and third quarters, stifling. Inbounding Fort Loramie, 2.1 to go, third quarter. Thrown way across court right to a Raider. Here's Jordan York from 70 feet short, and the third quarter concludes. Not a good one for Fort Loramie. Rushi up four, entering the fourth. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Local Equipment at Jackson Center, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We start the fourth quarter. Long three-point attempt by Brandeweaver, no good. Loose ball rebound. Albers, 14-footer, makes it for Fort Loramie, which starts the fourth quarter with the first hoop of the period to cut Rushi's lead from 4-2. 32-30. Coming down the floor, Sherman for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, gives it up on the play to teammate Monier. Monier circles out back to Francis, who's guarded tightly. Cross court to Mason Daypour, almost stolen away by Rosengarten. Rushi gets it back. Daypour gave it up, and it was returned to him. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter, 32-30. Rushi by two. Daypour's double team near midcourt. Fort Loramie tries to knock it away. Rosengarten on the steal. Rushi tries to get it back, and the Raiders do. Here comes Daypour, scattered floor. Left side pass to a teammate, Adam Daypour. Mason to Adam. The shot rimmed. Wouldn't have counted. Offensive foul. That's the right choice.
Third control foul for rookie number 21, Adam Daypour.
And the ball got loose in backcourt at Fort Loramie's offensive end. Rushi had the advantage going the other way. Good defense, though, by Fort Loramie, which was outmanned below the basket. Redskins attracted the charge.
Well, unless you have an open lane to the basket, you're taught to pull up at the free throw line so you do not foul like that.
These two clubs will stand tall defensively. They love to draw charging violations. Here's a screen for Brandeweaver. Elbow in the left, twisting move in the lane. Jump shoots from 12, was hindered on the play. Left it short, rebound Rushi. Still 32-30 Raiders. 6:19 left in the fourth. Daypour on the arc. 25 feet out. Which player, which team will step up? Oh, a great back door. Kearns to York. Got it for two.
2 point basket for York.
Oh, that was swiftly done, Marushi. They lull the Redskins to sleep out high, 34-30. The lead four for Rushi. Here's Brandoe posting up on York. Ducks under and makes a six-footer. Nifty move by Brandoe of the Redskins.
Heck of a move.
Full court press by Fort Loramie. Steal in the corner by Brandoe. Brandoe feeds Burning. Opposite to the three-point shooter, Rosengarten. Hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebound snatched on the play by York. Redskins had a chance to take the lead, and that triple by Rosengarten, it didn't go down. 34-32, Rushi. 5:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Sherman headed the key for the Raiders. Here's a fadeaway triple on the play by Francis. It hit the back iron. Rebound gathered by Fort Loramie over the back against Rushi. Team fouls, five on the Redskins, three on the Raiders. 5:15 to go in the fourth. It's going right down to the wire, as we predicted. Eight of the last 20 in this rivalry decided by 4 points or less. 12 of the last 23 by seven or less. A three-point regional semifinal last year, won by Fort Loramie down at Trent Arena in Kettering. 5 minutes even to go in the game. Right flank, it's Albers for Fort Loramie. Goes to the foul line. Here's an overplay by York, nearly a steal, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Corey Britton wants a full break. 4:54 to go, fourth quarter. Raiders up two on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And don't forget to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Here's Fort Loramie after the timeout. Available for a three ball behind the screen is Ratterman. He leaves it short, no good. Long outlet by Rushi. Intercepted by Nolan Burning of Fort Loramie. Redskins get it back. Fort Loramie shooting poorly in the second half until that made three by Rosengarten. Eli was available. Rushi didn't check him. 30-second timeout. Raiders, who were down one. 4:21 to go in the fourth, 35-34, Fort Loramie. So follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who come to Geyer's in Fort Loramie from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. Check out the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online too at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, the number one insurance agency in the region. At 9040 North County Road 25A, Barker Insurance, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. Barker Insurance, 492-1857. Well, after the Raiders timeout, a bad pass. Rushi pitches it right to a Redskin. 3:50 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up one. 35-34. Brandon, ahead of the key. Tries to wedge his way into the lane. Goes baseline right to Kemper. On the arc to Brandon Weaver for three. It hits the heel ricochets way out to day four of Rushi. Good look. Randui was open.
He'll make that more often than he does.
Yep. Here's York on the arc for Rushi. Over guarding foul committed before Loramie. Way out 25 feet from the basket against Nate Meyer. That's six on the Redskins. Rushi in the 1-1 for the finish. Nathan Raderman on the floor giving Kemper a respite for the Redskins. Rushi inbound, far side of the floor. Here's York going back door, weak side. Rushi catches and blew the layup. It was no good by Francis, or I should say by Will Sherman, but Kearns is there for the stick back for Rushi. Johnny on the spot, Daniel Kearns, to give the Raiders the one-point lead. Well-designed out-of-bounds play. Rushi had the shot roll off, but Kearns got the garbage right in front. 3:11 to go. Nip and tuck. Here's Raderman. Here's Burning. Baseline right. Pulls up against Apor. Hits a cutter. Nate Meyer. Here's Brandewey on the arc. Shake and bake. He walked. That's big. Rushi leads by one with the ball. 3:01 to go in the fourth quarter. We've got four players in backcourt on this Rushi possession.
Well, they've turned the ball over 18 times in the game now, 10 times here in the second half. But they still got the lead.
Rushi pitches it inbounds. It almost went astray. Mason Daypour corralled it, fed it down the floor to teammate Will Sherman, back to Mason, 30 feet out. Rushi is in the bonus, leading by one, 2:46 left. Kearns has got it, 30 feet out. Daniel Kearns is not going to get double figures in this game. Rushi still, though, with a very good chance to win. Cross-court pass, baseline right. Sherman caught it, shot it, made it. 10-footer. Three-point lead, Rushi. 38-35. 2:25 to go. Fort Loramie's got the ball to Albers, head of the key. Deep right corner, Brandewey. Brandewey gives it up to Burning. Shot fake, foul line. Good entry right down low to Raderman. And he got a hand in the back as he delivered the shot. What an assist on the play by Nolan Burnick, resulting in two big free throws for Nate Raderman of Fort Loramie, which is down three with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
He shot their only two free throws. He's one of two.
Raderman eyes the basket. Swish. He's got it. 38-36, two-point game. Raiders by a couple. Rosengarten, Brandewey, Albers, Nolan Burning, Nathan Raderman at the stripe. That's the five for Fort Loramie. Raderman's got them both. 38-37. Here's a baseball pass down the floor by Rushi. It's caught at the other end by Sherman. Sherman to the rim. It bounces, and goes in. Rushi threw over top of the press. Three-point lead Raiders. 2 minutes left. Baseline right, Rosengarten. Brandewey for three and a tie. Got it! Brandewey from way outside. Fort Loramie gets a timeout. We're even up at 40. This game mirrors the series. Every game right to the wire, a photo finish. A minute 56 to go. A 40-40 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Give a call to Chris North, 498-7282, and learn all about your veterans' benefits. Here comes Rushi down the floor. Raiders are in the 1-1, by the way. Sherman to Daypour, to Monier. Right side pass, York. High right to Sherman, a minute 40 left. We're tied at 40-40. First meeting of the year between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Second meeting a week from Friday at Rushi. Dayport 30 feet away being guarded. Gives it up to Kearns between the rings. Back to Dayport. Dayport at center circle. On him is Rosengarten. Dayport gets a high screen on the play from Will Sherman. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Delivers to Kearns, back to Dayport. A minute 12 to go in the game. 40-40 tie. Dayport foul line. Kearns left corner. Out to Monier. Kearns passed up a 12-footer to reset the attack. Dribble drive. Monier in the lane. Blowing the right to a teammate. Layup is good. Will Sherman on the finish. Outstanding assist. 42-40, Rushi. 48 seconds to go. Here's Brandon Wheelow on the right for Fort Laramie. Shot fake. Up and good. And a foul.
Boy, what a cut to the basket and a great look on the pass from Nolan Burning.
Yeah, Nolan Burning has been a good passer here in the second half. In fact, each team benefiting from fine assists at each end. Brandewey was fouled when he scored. The free throw is long. Wow. Rebound Rushi. We're still tied.
That was big.
40 seconds to go. 42-42. Dayport in midcourt. Full timeout for Dayporters. Head coach of Rushi, Corey Britton, summons his team to the Redskins bench.
Well, that allows that miss, keeping it tied, allows Rushi the advantage of going ahead and trying to get a good look. If they don't, they can take the last shot. The worst that can happen is it goes into overtime. So yep. That was a big miss on the free throw.
And the team foul situation is as follows. 6 on Fort Laramie, 5 on Rushi. The Raiders, if fouled, will shoot the 1-1.
Right, and they got one to give, but they got the basketball. So I'm going to kind of anxious to see at what point they're going to go ahead and attack. They've got 2 timeouts left. I wouldn't be surprised for them to go ahead and run that 4-corner they've been running, get it down to about 10, 11 seconds, call another timeout, and then set up an inbounds play.
And nice game for Rushi's Will Sherman.
Oh, he came off the bench. He scored 8 points here, 6 here in the fourth quarter.
There you go. Will Sherman, the man of the hour for the Rushi Raiders. Will, the 6'2 senior, has really sparkled in the fourth period of this game. It's nail-biting time at Fort Laramie. Rushi possession. Daniel Kearns will inbound it. After the missed free throw by Brandewey, that was a chance at a 3-point play to give the Redskins a 1-point edge. Fort Laramie lost at the game's end here on Friday to Botkins. Here's Dayport, 25 feet away. Thought about driving. Fort Laramie gave him space. He didn't. He threw it out to Kearns. Kearns waits for Dayport to come out and grab it. 17, 16, 42, 42. Ball lobbed cross court to Monier. Down to 11, 10. Here's Mason Dayport, 30 feet out. Fakes right, goes left. Around 2 players to the rim. Missed the layup. Stick back, York, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie, timeout. Dayport was well guarded. He barreled to the basket from 25 feet away, laid it off the glass that hit the rim. The stick back was by Kearns or York.
That was York, Jordan York, I'll tell you. He had a point blank, and it just hit the back of the rim, came off. And then a heck of a rebound by Brandewey. Heck of a rebound to secure that. 3.2, I think that's probably good that they put a little time on there.
Yeah, it did say 2.6. The officials converge here at midcourt at the scores table. 3.2 to go. Keep in mind, Botkins scored a bucket last Friday night with 3.9 left.
Now, Rushi has a foul to give, so if they throw it up, they can get the ball. They can let a couple seconds go off. As long as they don't do something like foul somebody throwing it towards the rim, that's a strategy that I used to like to use. I think you want to let them get 2 seconds off, foul them. Then they don't have much time left to throw it in and get a shot.
Right. Well, with 5 seconds to go or so, Mason Dayport tried a hard driving layup with the left hand. It was congested where he released the ball. It hit the backboard rim. York with a real good look on a stick back, and it was up on the iron. It fell off. Redskins snared the rebound. Now Rushi's got 3 players at midcourt. Let's see what Fort Laramie does. Here's Colin Moore up the floor to Rosengarten. In midcourt, stops and pops a 40-footer. It is short. It's no good. He stepped out of bounds as time expired. And now the Rushi bench is saying, how in the world can you call Rosengarten for out of bounds and not put a fraction of a second on the clock?
Because you are allowed, you're allowed 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 to turn a clock off. So they're not gonna give them any time.
And the Raiders,
and that's correct.
Rushi bench not buying it. The officials are alerting the Raiders sideline that indeed there's no time on the clock and we have gone to overtime. Now the referees are conferencing again. Let's see what does result. It's 42-42, and I think 0.8 may go back on the scoreboard. It's 42-42. Fort Loramie threw it up the right side of the floor in backcourt with the game tied at 42. The initial pass only went about 25 feet up the floor. Then it was flipped to Rosengarten, who stepped out of bounds right in front of the scores table, almost on the midcourt line.
Now at 0.8, you can catch and shoot. 0.3 and below, it's got to be a tip at the basket. But 0.8, they can catch it and get a shot off.
Well, we do have 0.8 back on the scoreboard. It's a 42-42 tie. Rushi elects to take a full timeout. And the Redskins are hoping that the opposing team visiting Fort Loramie, like last Friday night, does not pull off a miracle.
They don't want to see the same lightning in a bottle, that's for sure.
You're right.
They got the ball midcourt, actually on their side of midcourt. You've got five or six inbound plays from that point as a team, usually.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a 42-42 tie. Fort Loramie certainly does not want a foul.
Well, that's the problem. You know, I think you throw it up to the rim. You put Kearns down there.
Yep.
You have somebody screen for him to come across, and you hope for two things. It's like football. You hope for either a catch or a pass interference. They're hoping for a basket, or they're hoping for a foul.
Yeah, I'll be shocked if the ball in some way or fashion is not directed to Daniel Kearns' foul line or below.
I'm not sure why they're giving him the ball this far down. They caught him out of bounds on the other side of midcourt.
Oh, sure did.
And nobody's arguing the point.
Yeah, Rosengarten stepped out of the midcourt line.
Well, that's right. There's where they called they called him out of bounds on their side, about a foot on their side of midcourt.
Well, the officials were going to hand that ball to Jordan York at the near end of the Fort Loramie bench, the end of the bench toward the scores table. Mm-hmm. But that's a good, 12, 15 feet from where it looked like Rosengarten might have gone out of bounds.
Well, that changes what you can do. You're still going to try to do the same thing. You got York throwing the ball in. You got Kearns, the biggest kid on the floor. They're going to throw it down there and try to get some kind of a tip or a foul.
Yep. Keep in mind now for Rushi, Daniel Kearns is 6'5". He's got the long arms. Jordan York, 6'3", just as well. The lengthy arms. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if the ball isn't airmailed toward either one of those two young men. And it looks like Nathan Ratterman is going to guard the thrower. He did not against Botkins on Friday night.
All right. Well, there was a couple of things at the end of that game that were,
0.8 to go. 42-42. Rushi will throw inbounds from a spot. Now, they've compromised. About 52 feet from the basket. And the playmaker's Will Sherman. Ball high overhead. Airmails it to York. York might have stepped out of bounds in front of the Rushi bench. He flinged it toward the basket. I think got it away. It was way, way short.
Yeah, they were going to count it, and they should have, but it didn't have a chance.
He might have been up in the air over the stripe. He came down on the stripe after perhaps getting rid of the ball. He had no chance.
I'm just surprised that the Rushi coaches didn't argue the point where he said he stepped out of bounds, because the call was right there in front of the scorer's table.
Yeah, that would have been
made a little difference.
Yes, it did. And that would have been a miracle make by York had that one gone in, much more so than the shot to Zane Paul on Friday night. He was running and gunning from 44 feet and banked that win at the buzzer to enable Botkins to beat Fort Loramie by 3, 60-57. Left tonight, another thriller here at the Redskins gym.
What do you expect?
Yeah. A 42-42 tie. 4-minute overtime. These clubs over the last decade have had several OTs. They've had 8 games in the last 20 decided by 4 or less. More than likely, this one will fall into that category at the game's end.
Well, you got Rushi with 2 timeouts. You've got Lormy with 1 timeout. The Redskins or the Raiders are in the 1-on-1.
Yeah.
The Raiders have 1 more foul to give before Fort Loramie shoots 1-on-1.
Yeah. Second half team foul totals carry over into the OT. 6 on Fort Loramie, 5 on Rushi. And the jump to start the fourth is won by Rushi. Here's Monier outside the arc on the right. Little pick and roll. Low in the right for a teammate. It's caught by Will Sherman, who explodes to the rim and scores. 10 points for Sherman. 8 of them since the start of the fourth. 3:35 to go in the OT. Fort Loramie's down 2. Well-designed play by the Raiders to begin playing the overtime. Brandon, he carves out space in the lane. Running one-hander, no good. Albers tries to spear the rebound. It's hooked up in the air by Kearns. Gobbled up on the play of a day pour of Rushi. Raiders in the driver's seat at the moment, up 2. Kearns foul line. Near side, day pour, who jacks up a triple. Swish! He's got it. Swisheroo. Mason Daypour lit it up from downtown. He didn't think twice about shooting that. And Rushi's got his biggest lead of the night, 5. 47-42. Burning dribble drive into the lane. Left corner, Rosengarten. Clangs off the rim. Stick back. Good! Albers is Johnny on the spot. 47-44. Rushi with 3. 2:44 to go in the OT. Daypour down the floor for the Raiders, who wanted a foul in Fort Loramie. Right side pass goes in the play to Evan Monier. Down inside to Kearns. Kearns spins. He's fouled on the arm. He's got 2. Rosengarten chopped up Kearns, who got the ball, Chuck, in the best shooting position he's received it all night.
Yep, that's for sure.
Foul shot by Kearns is way short. 47-44. Rushi with 3. 2:34 to go in the overtime. Second shot by the left-hander, Daniel Kearns, on the way. And that one's short. And it's yanked down off the glass by Ratterman. Here comes Fort Loramie. A chance to tie with a triple. Brandewy, Nolan Burning out back. They pour on him. Kearns hedges. Fort Loramie controls. Ball thrown to the cutter, Rosengarten. He catches low on the right. He's hacked as he shoots. It's no good. But Rosengarten's got 2. Now, Rushi hedged quite nicely, Chuck, but as a result, the Raiders were out of position and couldn't get back.
They had no backside help that time, and that's because when they hedged, somebody popped up and the backside went up instead of staying where he belonged. You don't go guarded perimeter, you stay inside.
Big free throws by Rosengarten, and he pops it in. 47-45. 2:18 to go in the overtime. Rushi by 2. Second free throw by Eli. A couple of dribbles on the way. He knocks it down. 47-46, Rushi by 1. Here's Mason Daypour gliding down the floor. 3-on-2 break. Bounce pass right corner. Kicked by Fort Loramie.
Well, that was good defensive play by Ratterman, getting a foot on that one.
Yeah, Raiders had the advantage.
It's going to be a layup.
Yep, they broke pressure, did Rushi. It was a 3-on-2. Here is inbounding York in the lane. Kearns dumps it low on the left to Sherman. Dropped it, got it back, and laid it in. What a play by Sherman. He's the hero in this game.
Absolutely.
For the Raiders. Dazzling game for Sherman off the bench. 49-46 in favor of Rushi by 3. Here is Brandewy. Gives it up on the arc to Rosengarten. It is in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Rushi. Raiders up 3. Daypour midcourt. 49-46. Blue and gold lead. Minute 42 to go. Here's a double team on Daypour. He's in trouble. He gets a timeout right in front of the scorer's table. Will Sherman, what a game. He didn't start. He's been money in the bank.
Well, he scored 10 points here in the fourth quarter in the overtime, and he had the rebound, defensive rebound, down at the other end to go along with that. I've already marked him as the Clancy's player on the Rushi side.
Well, he's been camping out. down low on the left or low on the right. And when Rushi penetrates and gets a little bit of an advantage, and extra defenders have to slide off and help for Fort Loramie, as Sherman's been the recipient of some nice dishes.
Absolutely, and he's doing such a good time of getting to the rim and keeping concentration, because there's been some contact not called, and he's been making the basket anyway.
Yep.
He's had a terrific game. That's what you'd like to see out of a senior.
Well, it's a one-possession game. Both teams are in the bonus. 49-46 Raiders. But Rushi's got the ball. Here's a near steal at midcourt by Fort Loramie. Rushi got it back, though. Everybody's out of position. Rushi hustles up the floor but doesn't shoot. And then they circle it out back to Kearns. Minute 35 to go. Kearns finds an open player low on the left at York. York is boxed in, almost hooked it. Didn't try an odd shot. Instead, threw it to Monier. Oh, Monier walked with the ball. He did. Yeah, Rushi got a bit nervous. Some happy feet.
Well, you'd really need to take that shot. I mean, York had it down there. He had an easy three-footer.
Looked like he might have drawn a foul had he shot it, too. A minute to go in the overtime. Fort Loramie behind the three. Randy on the arc. Hooks a pass down inside to a teammate. Ratterman's got it. Shot it. It was blocked by Rushi. Touched by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds to the Raiders.
Boy, that was a real nice block that time.
Rushi's interior defense, second, third, fourth quarter, overtime, has been superb. They've had numerous altered shots and deflections and blocks. Looked like Fort Loramie had a point blanker. Didn't get it. Dayport's double-teamed. Fort Loramie knocks it away. Rushi gets it back. And let's see what's been called, a foul on Burning, 45 feet away with 36 seconds to go. Rushi can go up five.
They had a steal at midcourt, and the young man lost his balance, and Rushi got it back. They had another steal right there that bounced directly to Kearns.
Free throw by Kearns is good. Front rim, backboard, and down through. Raiders are up four. Rushi's got Fort Loramie in hot water now. Daniel Kearns has only what? He doesn't have 10 points yet, does he, Chuck?
No, that was only seven.
Up and good again. But Kearns missed two previously. He connects twice here. And Fort Loramie's behind by five, 51-46, 36 seconds to go. Fort Loramie's just about got to shoot a three on one of these two possessions. Dribble drive down the lane. It's Ratterman. He deals to a teammate, Rosengarten. Good head fake, and he attracted a two-shot foul with 29.3 to go. And Rushi was off its feet on that play. Rosengarten didn't release it. It stayed in his hands. He went up. Free throw, Rosengarten, yes. 51-47, Rushi by four. 29.3 to go here in the overtime. Albers and Meyer. Nate Meyer, Grant Albers back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Big shot here by Rosengarten. It's way short. Rebound Monier. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Rosengarten has it 30 feet away. Push off by Kearns. My goodness gracious. What a turn of events. Still 24.5 to go. Back at the line, Fort Loramie. Rosengarten, Chuck, missed the free throw so badly, it hit the front of the rim.
Came right back to him.
It ricocheted right back to the free throw shooter.
I think he knew when he let go of it, it wasn't going to go in. So when it hit the rim, he was on his way to rebound.
Right. Fort Loramie's got to have these two. Raiders are up four. They're in business. 24.5 to go. Rosengarten swishes. 51-48. Rushi in the lead with three. Free throws are going to decide it. Fort Loramie will have to foul. Second shot, Rosengarten. Got it again. 51-49. Rushi by two. Here's Kearns in backcourt. Gets it into Dayport. He's 90 feet from the rim. Back to Kearns. Kearns has it batted, but Brandewey out of bounds. 19 seconds to go. Rushi still by two. Rushi's got to go the length of the floor. They've got the ball beneath the Fort Loramie hoop. Here's a long heave down the floor. Can Monier catch up to it? He does in the nick of time. He caught it a step before it went out of bounds, and he was fouled by Rosengarten. What a game.
Yeah, on your 2-for-2 from the line tonight.
Yep, Rushi made the dangerous pass, Chuck.
I didn't think when they threw that that it was the right thing to do, but it turned out I thought he threw it too far.
Evan Monier sped 3/4 the length of the floor and caught up to it on a bounce. Here's Monier, 1-1 for Rushi. It's no good. It's no good. He missed it. And Fort Laramie's got the ball down 2, and Corey Britton gets a timeout with 14.7 to go.
Well, just when he released that, I said hard because you could tell it was too long.
Well, each team has misfired at the stripe. That was a big miss there, front end of the 1-1. Kearns missed 2 earlier. Fort Laramie's had some misconnections.
They missed with Laramie is 5 of 6 in the overtime, and Rushi is 2 for 5 and missed the front end of the 1-1.
Oh.
That's the reason Laramie still got a chance to win the basketball game.
Yep. Foul shots, foul shots, foul shots. Yep, 14.7 to go, 2-point lead. Rushi, Fort Laramie will inbound the ball. I think you look for a 2-pointer, maybe a ninth.
You take your best. I think you go ahead and run that up through the lane with the double screen, and if they jump it like they did the last time, you got wide open down on the block. I think that would be a nice thing to run, and I would not mind doing another overtime. This has been fun.
No, I'd love it. I'd love it. And we've got another game between these two clubs coming up on the 18th.
Yeah,
if this game goes long enough, Chuck.
They just keep playing.
Yeah, just keep playing.
Might need another set of referees. They could be tired by that.
Here we go, 51-49. Raiders with a fine comeback here tonight. Rushi's defense, second quarter on, has been splendid. Fort Laramie inbounding. It's Jake Ratterman, backcourt to Brandewee. 12 to go. Brandewee drives. Baseline left, pulls up. 7-footer. Got it! And we're tied. 8.4 for Rushi. The Raiders could not afford to foul. Brandewee got the inbounds pass near midcourt, and he exploded down the left side of the lane.
Well, I'm going to differ a little bit there. I think when he gets to the point where he's getting ready to shoot a layup, I think you foul him and make him shoot 2 free throws. Because it wouldn't. He's going to get 2 points there. The other way, he's going to earn them. The only chance he got is if he's going up and he turns it into a 3-point play. That's why you foul him at the foul line. Yeah. You don't let him get all the way down. Once he got to the block, they had no choice but let him shoot it.
That's a gamble to foul. Once he gets pretty deep, you're right. The 3-point play can beat you if you hack him on the arm while he scores. But Rushi saw Brandewee fly by, and once he got down within several feet of the basket, he poured in a bank shot, and Rushi just about had to let him shoot. So we're tied at 51. The scoreboard clock reads 8.4.
Well, they've got he can run the baseline, so that's an advantage after a made basket. Let's just see how Laramie defends this now.
8.4 to go. Fort Laramie was beaten on Friday night in the last less than 4 seconds by Botkin Zane Paul. Here's Mason Daypour in backcourt. 6 to go. Mason top of the circle. Foul line. Pulls up. Fadeaway 15-footer. He walked. Oh, he was bumped. He might have initiated contact. It could have gone either way. I like the no call.
I think he did initiate the bump, and he did shuffle his feet after he did. I don't have a problem with the call. That took a lot of guts to call that.
3.1 to go. Fort Laramie to Burning at midcourt. Running, shooting a 40-footer. No good. Overtime again. I thought Burning might have gotten away with a little shuffle before he launched that last three. Well, wouldn't you know it, Tuesday night, thin schedule, and we're here all night at Fort Laramie, double overtime. Redskins 51, Raiders 51. We'll check out for a minute and then return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And the Rushi Raiders had the victory within their grasp in the overtime. Chuck had a five-point lead.
Yeah, I really kind of thought it was over at that point.
Well, we'll re-jump it to start the additional OT, second overtime. Kearns and Albers at midcourt. Kearns with the height advantage. He'll knock it into backcourt. No, Fort Laramie wins the tip. And it is grabbed on the play by Rosengarten to Branaway. Branaway against Monier. Left corner, Rosengarten. Rosengarten 25 feet away. He darts to the rim. Left it short. Great rebound, Fort Laramie. Lobbed into the corner. Redskins save it. Three-pointer, Rosengarten. Clangs off the rim. Rebound pinballed around. Rushi's got it. Here comes Mason Daypour. Zipping down the floor into the lane. And he tries to throw it to the cutting York. It's too hot to handle.
He's a little out of control right there.
Yep. 51-51. Fort Laramie possession. 3:31 to go in the overtime. Rushi's in the double bonus, by the way. Midcourt, Brandewee, 30 feet out. Left side pass, Nolan Burning. Burning dribbles, left corner, Rosengarten. Burning, short corner. On top to Brandewee. Nathan Ratterman, 30 feet away. Nathan dumps it down to Burning, right side of the floor. Here's Grant Albers in the lane. He's at the foul stripe. Throws to Burning, who chucks up a three. It hits the rim, goes up and over the backboard. Out of bounds.
Wow.
And after a minute of the second overtime, we're still tied 51-51.
This is only Tuesday night. We're just beginning the week.
Yeah. Here is Fort Laramie pressuring. Now it relents as Mason Daypour dribbles on the bounce with the left hand up the right side. Goes Devin Munyer, 25 feet away. Under three to go in the second OT. Oh, here's a good backdoor cut by Kearns. Great feed by Monier. Kearns on the finish. Monier with a nifty assist. 53-51. Rushi by two. 2:35 left to go here in the second OT. Right side pass to Rosengarten. He's doubled on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Grant Albers. Left wing, Nolan Burning. Elbow. Behind him to teammate Albers. Straight away, Nate Ratterman. Here's Monier on Brandewee. Left side, Rosengarten, check by Kearns. Eli foul line, hold on Sherman of Rushi. 1-1, Fort Laramie.
1-1 for Eli, where he has been real good there tonight.
Well, you've got to make free throws if you want to win overtime games. That's all there is to it. And Eli Rosengarten hands it.
He's 6 of 7 now, all in the fourth quarter in the overtime.
53-52. Rushi over Fort Laramie, but one. Second shot, Rosengarten. Swish. 7 of 8 for Fort Laramie in the two OTs at the stripe. Free throw shooting has kept the Redskins in this. 2 minutes even to go. Second overtime. Tied up at 53. Daypour, York, 30 feet away. York swings a pass to Monier. Now to Mason Daypour on the arc. He lets it go. It's way short. Caught beneath the rim by Kearns. And Kearns was collared by a defender before he caught the ball and scored. And that foul will send Kearns to the stripe. That was a good foul by Fort Laramie.
Yeah, well, it was because he wasn't in position. If he gets a body on him and boxes him out, that's a better play.
If Kearns had a layup, the shot by Mason Daypour didn't touch the rim, and it fooled everybody. And Kearns caught it unmolested below the backboard. Well, Daniel shoots the free throw, and it's short. Double bonus. He's got a second. Second free throw, Kearns.
That was the fourth foul on Rosengarten also.
No good. Rebound, Fort Laramie, rolled away from Ratterman, and he reeled it in. Minute 42 to go. We're tied at 53. Well, Fort Laramie's outshot Rushi at the free throw line late in this game, in the OTs especially. Here's Burning, foul line, goes opposite to Rosengarten. 1:28 to go, overtime. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Starts to drive, pulls up in the lane. Six-footer, bounces off the rim, but he's tipped on the arm. Two free throws for Ratterman.
I think it's Albers. Yeah, it's Grant Albers.
It was. It was
6'2 sophomore.
It was 30. Grant Albers, not 35. Ratterman slashing into the lane. Two shots. Albers, a lot of pressure on him. He dips the knees. It's good. 54-53, Fort Loramie by one. Redskins free throw shooting has been red hot.
It's been outstanding, and Roussey 5-for-11 for the game now.
1-point lead, Fort Loramie. A buck and a quarter left in the overtime. Second shot, lot of rim. It bounces around. It goes through. 2-point lead, Redskins. 1:19 left in overtime. Roushey needs a big offensive play right here. Here's Kearns. Wanted to go back door to York. Sloppy cross-court pass. Almost stolen. But Nate Meyer out of bounds off him.
Well, Coach Britton wanted a foul, and he was correct. He saw he was getting to the ball, and Monier bumped him out of the way to make sure he couldn't go get it. It should have been called a foul.
In backcourt, it's day poor for the Raiders. Up over the timeline against Nate Meyer. Right side pass, York. 1 minute to go. 2-point lead, Fort Loramie. Mason Daypore on the arc. Foul line. Looks for Kearns. Can't find him. Mason navigates the middle. We got a jump ball. Randall, he stuck a fist in there. Got all leather. Arrow favors Roushey. Next arrow goes Fort Loramie's way. 54.8 to go in the OT. 55-53 Fort Loramie. It's the second OT. Ball lobbed to York on the arc. Ball high overhead. Here's Sherman. Left wing Mason Daypore. He's double-teamed. He's in some trouble. The ball knocked away by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds into the Raiders' bench. It got a little nervous there for Roushey.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the Redskins' first lead since the fourth quarter. They have not led in overtime till now.
Nope, you're exactly right, Chuck. Roushey led by five in the first overtime. Here's Mason Daypore, high left. Hands off to Sherman. Into the post to Kearns. Turn around, 10-footer. Good! Nice play. Daniel Kearns with a swiveling left-handed half hook to tie it at 55. 20 seconds to go in the second OT. We could go to a third. Here's Branoe dribbling against Monier. Time out by Fort Loramie. 18 seconds to go in the second overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, here we go. Final 18 seconds. Second overtime. Roushey 55, Fort Loramie 55. Burning the inbound at the end of the Fort Loramie bench. He sends it to Brandoe in backcourt. Let's see what the Redskins have up their sleeve. Looks like Roushey might be zoning.
They're in a 1-3-1.
Yep, here's Rosengarten right side. Cross court to Burning with seven. He loops it near side. Rosengarten, a triple to win it. It's good! There might be 2 seconds left. There might be 2 seconds left. The officials will confer. The scoreboard clock reads 0.4. Chuck, I think there's closer.
2.7 is what he just said.
Yep, I think that's correct. At least two. Yeah, they better put better than two back on the clock.
What
to be
a
fair.
Huge shot.
Well, it was a little bit of a sloppy offensive set against the zone. Burning handled the ball top of the circle, and then it looked like Roushey's defense flexed a little bit against what was almost a bad pass by Fort Loramie. Rosengarten scooped up the ball in the arc, and as a result of the flex by the Rushi defense, Rosengarten looked up, and he had a clean look.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure why they switched defenses. I'm not critiquing them. I'm just wondering on my own because they had done such a good job. Two overtimes, and they'd only given up 55 points with their man-to-man, and they weren't getting real good looks at it. So, but, hey, you make changes. Maybe it could have been a great change if they could have gotten a turnover off of it.
Well, it's a thriller again here at Fort Loramie. We've had some knockdown, drag-out affairs here all year long already. A close game, Fort Loramie-Jackson Center. Fort Loramie beat Versailles here by 7. Fort Loramie lost to Botkins here on a buzzer beater. Just a moment ago, Eli Rosengarten with 2.7 to go. Swish to 24-footer. Redskins up 3. 2.7 left. Rushi's got to go the length of the floor. Here's Monier. Long heave down the floor for Kearns, and it's into the Raiders bench. And Fort Loramie gets the ball back down near its basket. Tough break for Rushi. Rushi's defense, Chuck, has been magnificent the last 2.5, 3 quarters of this game. The Raiders simply didn't shoot well enough at the foul line.
Yeah, the foul line's going to be where they can go back and find the loss here.
Here's Fort Loramie inbounding into Brandewee in the right corner. He runs and gets it. Monier runs after Brandewee, grabs him. Brandewee at the stripe. Double bonus, 1.7 to go. 58-55 Redskins. Rushi had defended Fort Loramie so beautifully for about two-thirds of this game. In fact, Fort Loramie hit a real dry spell from long range, Chuck, over the last couple quarters in the OTs.
Right. Well, yeah, they hadn't scored. They scored 11 points in the two middle quarters, but really turned it on here.
Free throw, Brandon, we good. Second shot, yes. It's academic now. The difference is 5. Midcourt to Monier, running, shooting, 38-footer, makes it. It counts. Wow, that's how important the free throws by Brandewee were. It winds up 60-58. Monier launched in a bomb. It wasn't as far as St. Paul's.
It was close.
On Friday night, but it was pushing at 38, maybe close to 40. Not 44 or 45 like Paul's, but Monier knocks it down. It's an academic score, though, because Brandewee had drained both free throws. And the final tally on this game is 60-58. Another heart stomper here at Fort Loramie. A thrill a minute, a photo finish. And this rivalry has been unbelievable. Of the last 20 games, 9 now decided by 4 or less. 9 of the last 20. And it happened again. We could have predicted it. Yeah. Uncanny.
Loramie went 6 for 6 in that second overtime from the free throw line.
Free throw shooting by the Redskins, 6 for 6 in the second OT. And Rushi, I think, was 5 of 11 for the game.
5 of 11,
at the stripe. Wow. Well, we've got about 50 or 60 fans around us here at courtside as we produce our final totals. The game won by Fort Loramie by 2, 60-58 in double OT. It was a dynamite contest. It looked like Rushi had the upper hand. In fact, the Raiders had managed a 5-point lead in the first overtime. And it got tied by Fort Loramie late in the initial OT. And then the Redskins had a 5-point lead near the end of the second overtime. 2 big free throws by Brandewee after a triple by Rosengarten broke the deadlock to lift the Redskins to a 5-point cushion. And then Evan Monier scorched the Nets from about 38 feet out as the buzzer sounded, ending the second overtime. And the final score on this game was 60-58.
Wow.
And Chuck, in one Tuesday night game, I've wiped out my voice for the entire week.
At least we got a couple of days off before we have to do it
again.
Oh,
thank goodness. Thank goodness.
That was terrific. I'll take over for you. The rebounding was close. The turnovers. 5'10", 22 turnovers for the Raiders. Way too many.
Yep.
Way too many. 5 of 11 from the free throw line. Loramie was 14 of 17, and that includes 11 of 12 in the two overtimes.
There
11 of 12 from the free throw line.
Yep. You make free throws late, and you win close games. That's all there is to it.
And 16 turnovers for Fort Loramie. You were right. Roushey's defense until that end of the game was outstanding, and I don't think it was bad then.
No.
They got the scatter court where the ball rolled out. Rosengarten hit a three, mm-hmm. kind of lucky it rolled to him on
yep.
the arc.
Yep.
And they didn't have any choice but to foul, and Loramie won the game by making their free throws.
Well, I think I read a quote from you in the Sydney Daily News just in the last couple days. You talked about all these Roushey-Fort Loramie games being so close, so tight, nip and tuck, and you noted that most all of them are decided by a great play, a late shot, or some sort of a lucky fluke that favors one team or the other. And both of those kinds of things happened in that last sequence to favor Fort Loramie.
Right. They got a shot at the buzzer that really wasn't anything out of their offense, but
right.
hey, you'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve that for the loss that they had on Friday night. So, I mean, it's
well,
karma comes around, and you know, and that's what happens.
Well,
and that was a good win for Anna right there, because that gives Anna, I think Jackson is the only team that is one game behind them now.
Yeah, Jackson Center has a loss. Roushey now has two. Everybody else in the Shelby County League has got three or more.
Right.
Anna's unbeaten. Jackson the loss. Roushey two. Fort Loramie, three. Other clubs, three as well. In the Shelby County League, Houston has been beaten 1-2-3. Well, Houston's 0-6 in league play. Botkins is 2-4. Fairlawn's 2-3. The win by Fort Loramie advances the Redskins' league record to 2-3. Roushey now 3-2. But you're so right. That was a win by Fort Loramie that certainly gives Anna a boost in the league situation. Anna Rockets 5-0. Jackson Center Tigers in league action 5-1. These two teams meet again at Roushey on the 18th of this month, 1 week from Friday.
Yep.
They collide once again at Roushey. This is a very menacing stretch for the Roushey Raiders. Roushey has additional games coming up against the likes of Jackson Center on Friday on the road, Fort Loramie a week from Friday at Roushey, and then at Anna 2 weeks from tonight on Tuesday night, January 22nd. It's a critical stretch for the Raiders
yeah.
who've got to win them all to stay within striking range of Anna.
Absolutely. But if you take a look at it, was 42-42 at the end of regulation. Loramie scored nine each team scored nine, obviously, in the first overtime. In the second overtime, Loramie got nine more and seven for Roushey. 60-58 was the final individual scoring for Roushey. They were led by Daniel Kearns with 12. They also, Will Sherman off the bench, he was terrific. He had 12.
Yep.
They got 10 from Mason Daypour and 10 from Evan Monier, 9 from Jordan York, very balanced scoring. On the other side, not quite as balanced, but yeah, two people that really scored for them, like 23 for Eli Rosengarten and 19 for Nick Brandewey. They got 8 from Grant Albers, who did a nice job. The sophomore was tough.
Uh-huh.
Nathan Ratterman scored 8, and they got 2 from Mason Kemper. The Clancy's players of the game for Roushey is going to be Will Sherman, and for Fort Loramie, it's going to be Nick Brandewey and Eli Rosengarten.
But you're so right, Chuck. Grant Albers, really nice game for the Fort Loramie Redskins off the bench with 8. Will Sherman off the bench, what, double digits?
He had 12, yeah, but Albers made 2 free throws in that. He was 2-for-2
sure
in
did.
That second overtime.
Yeah, really thought it was Roushey's game to win. Fort Loramie's outside shooting became spotty as the game wore on. Roushey's defense, it tightened down the screws. But when it was all said and done, you reflect back, too many missed free throws and too many turnovers cost the Raiders in the end.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That was it.
And again, our Clancy's Award winners.
Brandewey and Rosengarten for the Redskins, and Will Sherman for the Raiders.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We close out this webcast on a Tuesday night, 7:30 start, but we ran long because of two thrilling overtime sessions. Game one by Fort Loramie by a final tally of 60-58. Fort Loramie now 4-4 overall, 2-3 in the Shelby County League. Redskins' next game Friday at Fairlawn, Saturday, by the way, at Minster for Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders have got dates coming up against Jackson Center on Friday on the road. Huge game for the Raiders and Tigers. And then two games from now, guess what? Rushi's got Fort Loramie on the slate again on the 18th of January at the Rushi Gym. Again, it seemed like it was the Raiders' game to win as it grew later and later. The defense by Rushi took control of this game, and Fort Loramie's outside shooting became a little faulty, but turnovers and missed free throws. Excuse me, easy for me to say.
Yeah, that'll get you beat, and that's what cost them tonight, that's for sure.
Turnovers and missed foul shots were the Achilles heel for Rushi at the very end of this game. Our next webcast is on Friday night, and we are going to be at Bodkin's. Anna Rockets take their unbeaten Shelby County League record, unbeaten overall record, to Bodkin's.
Who is also undefeated when we're there.
When we're there, We've had at Bodkin's twice this year, once on the road, once at Bodkin's. Trojans have won each time. And we've got that game on Friday night, 8 p.m. tip. Online at 7:40 Saturday afternoon, right back here at Fort Loramie, 2:10 p.m. webcast time. Fort Loramie girls, Minster girls, who, by the way, according to the first statewide AP poll, were ranked number one and number two, respectively, Minster, Fort Loramie. That was announced early this evening. Minster 1, Fort Loramie 2, statewide AP poll, Division 4 girls basketball. And should Anna be able to get by Bodkin's on Friday night, Chuck, the Rockets will take their unbeaten record to St. Henry on Saturday against the Redskins of St. Henry, who in that new poll today on the boys' side were named the number one team in the state in boys D4. Would you believe it?
Yeah, it should be a heck of a game. They've got some size and some shooters, and it's going to be a war.
Yep, so a heck of a slate on tap here on Scores Broadcast this coming weekend. We've given our advertisers just due all night long with four lengthy quarters plus two OTs. Again, I'll highlight in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, in Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Shout-outs in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Go Goffney. Go to the website for more savings, GOFFENA furniture.com. and our anchors, American Architectural Glass, Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in Western Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. For Ron Mooney, our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside on stats, engineering, and whatever else you do, Chuck.
I do it all.
Yep. On-site engineering, stats, color commentary. For Ron, for Chuck, I'm Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have nipped Rushi in double OT, 60-58.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.